World History, Patterns of Interaction. Chapter 23, Section 1. The French Revolution Begins. Before you read, in the last chapter, you read about the Enlightenment and the American Revolution. In this section, you will learn about the beginning of the French Revolution. The Old Order. How was French society unequal? In the 1700s, France was the leading country of Europe. It was the center of the new ideas of the Enlightenment. However, beneath the surface, there were major problems. Soon, the nation would be torn by a violent revolution. One problem was that people were not treated equally in French society. A political and social system called the Old Regime remained in place. The French were divided into three classes, or estates. The first estate consisted of the Roman Catholic clergy. The second estate was made up of nobles. Only about 2% of the people belonged to these two estates, yet they owned 20% of the land. They had easy lives. Everybody else belonged to the third estate. This huge group included three types of people. The bourgeoisie, mostly well-off merchants and skilled workers who lacked the status of nobles. City workers, cooks, servants, and others who were poorly paid and often out of work. Peasants, farm workers, making up more than 80% of the French people. Members of the third estate were angry. They had few rights. They paid up to half of their income in taxes, while the rich paid almost none. Question 1. What were the three classes of French society? The forces of change. Why were the French ready for the revolution? Three factors led to revolution. First, the Enlightenment spread the idea that everyone should be equal. The powerless people in the third estate liked that. Second, the French economy was failing. High taxes kept profits low, and food supplies were short. The government owed money. Third, King Louis XVI was a weak leader. His wife, Marie Antoinette, was unpopular. She was from Austria, France's longtime enemy, and was noted for her extravagant spending. In the 1780s, France was deep in debt. Louis tried to tax the nobles. Instead, they forced the king to call a meeting of the Estates General, an assembly of delegates of the three estates. Question 2. What three factors led to revolution? Dawn of the Revolution. How did the revolution begin? The meeting of the Estates General began in May 1789 with arguments over how to count votes. In the past, each estate had cast one vote. The third estate now wanted each delegate to have a vote. The king and the other estates did not agree to the plan because the third estate was larger and would have more votes. The third estate then broke with the others and met separately. In June 1789, its delegates voted to rename themselves the National Assembly. They claimed to represent all the people. This was the beginning of representative government for France. At one point, the members of the Third Estate found themselves locked out of their meeting. They broke down a door leading to a tennis court. Then they promised to stay there until they made a new constitution. This promise was called the Tennis Court Oath. Louis tried to make peace. He ordered the clergy and nobles to join the National Assembly. However, trouble erupted. Rumors flew that foreign soldiers were going to attack French citizens. On July 14th, an angry crowd captured the Bastille, a Paris prison. The mob wanted to get gunpowder for their weapons in order to defend the city. Question 3. Why did the National Assembly form? A great fear sweeps France. What was the great fear? A wave of violence called the Great Fear swept the country. Peasants broke into and burned nobles' houses. They tore up documents that had forced them to pay fees to the nobles. Late in 1789, a mob of women marched from Paris to the King's Palace at Versailles. They were angry about high bread prices and demanded that the king come to Paris. They hoped he would end hunger in the city. The king and queen left Versailles, never to return. Question 4. What happened during the Great Fear?